Did you ever call Scrapple anything else?
Scrapple? Let's see. I wouldn't know what else.
Well, how about, did you ever hear of it called Pawn Hoss?
No.
They don't use that around here, or Cripple.
Never heard of it, no.
Did you ever, how about something, Head Cheese or Souse?
That's an old saying. I have heard that now. They call it, back in the olden times, they made something like that. They call it, what'd you say?
Souse?
Yeah, Souse. I heard that.
Or Head Cheese.
Yeah, you wouldn't hear it today hardly, I don't believe.
Okay. And
back in my mother's time, they'd make it like that and call it that.
Any kind of sausage is made with the blood of animals.
Not supposed to be. Not supposed to use the blood
against
of any.
Against the law now, but I think they just passed a law in Tennessee about.
Yeah.
But do you remember anything sausages or sausage or pudding or anything made with
blood?
Yeah.
We never did. No.
Never heard of black pudding or blood pudding.
I never. Never. We always destroyed the blood.
How about something made with liver?
Liver loaf or something like that. It's really very good.
Do you know how that was made, the liver loaf?
No, I wouldn't know. You'd have to cook your liver and then I would say grind it up and mix it with, I don't know what all you'd put with it, whether you use some flour, and your liver, and then you could put some cucumber pickles or something like that with it, would make it.
If butter is left out too long, say
it gets spoiled or rancid.
All right. Did you ever hear it called froey or frowy?
No.
And milk, that when milk begins to thicken, it
clabbers.
All right, and a kind of cheese made out of that milk and about when it's just in about
there. They call it cottage cheese. Cottage cheese, or there'd be another word. What'd be another word?
Well, they're clabber cheese.
Clabber cheese or cottage cheese.
Did you ever hear it called Dutch cheese or pot cheese or smear case?
Oh.
Or cruds? Or
we get it in the store. Do you get the smear case of all different varieties of cheeses?
But smear case to you in now is a word you associate with a commercial product.
Commercial, that's right.
I see. Now with your milk, you have they have many ways of purifying it. But years ago, just to get the impurities out of milk, you just pour it over a cheesecloth or something like that.
You would strain it then, yeah, to get when you milked it, always it run through a real fine wire sieve.
Mm-hmm.
Called a strainer. You use a strainer. Some of them used a cloth, but the cloth would unless you had a clean cloth every time. You get more germs, it'd be harder to keep it sterilized than it would. We used a metal strainer with a kind of a little copper netting.
Uh-huh.
It was soldered into it, and that was easy to sterilize, and that got the larger impurities out of it. Of course, it didn't sterilize it or anything like that.
Right. Something. This is a kind of dessert that made in a with apples in a deep dish. Maybe they put in a layer of pastry and then put apples in and put another layer of pastry on top of that. Kind of build it up that way.
Well, I was thinking when you started there, we had the apple float there. That would be apples baked and then sealed, you might say, real fine. That mm-hmm. was an apple float. Now this other what you're talking about would be, I don't know what you'd call it.